It's tabletop time.
My name is Jen.
I'm Jazzer. I dropped all my shit on the floor.
You got an entry in your Eve.
Yep, that's my name.
He took your introduction from you.
This is terrible intro. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. I'm so used to the snappy like dun, 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 like, but then we're adding more. I'm sorry. I'm still doing it. Go. You roll the 20. This is your moment. Please enjoy it. Whatever you do.
You've already taken it.
I don't want to ruin this.
My name is Jen and I'm playing Eve. I am your friendly neighborhood drone bot that there's all the patrons. Okay, just go. It
sounded like a man at a women's rights convention. Because he wouldn't stop talking. That's a funny joke.
I can't help it. It's who I am. And I am Jazza. And I'm playing Pro, who has its own personality issues. Most of them are being sad.
I am not next. You're next.
I'm Dave, and I'm becoming rapidly convinced that everyone is being affected by the glue fumes that are in the room because people are starting to get silly. And I'm the narrator, and if I start slurring my words and you're in Twitch chat, please call help. Delta Skelter can organize help. Rob.
I'm Rob, and I'm playing Seb, a recently rescued bespoke, who is unfortunately for the moment handicapped and will not be much use in any combat encounters, so he's going to try and use his big brain.
Don't be so down on yourself, Seb.
It's true though, he's pretty useless right now. So.
Wait till I get you that wheelchair upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Yeah. Oh, and we're playing Reboot tonight, and last week we had an epic time, and I remember everything that happened. Do you?
Shit's burning down, yo.
Yeah, I do.
There was an important meeting with the unknown caller who reminded you all that the deal with Isaac and Persia Clement is basically rapidly coming to a dangerous close if something doesn't happen. I'm sorry, I'm literally about to sneeze. That's not related to anything else. I just have that, like, sneeze rising. And also that they could no longer postpone that arrangement any longer, and that was something that you needed to think about. Also, you need to think about calling Oscar and Nyla because they need to know about Seb as soon as possible. And also, people burned down the soup kitchen.
Yeah. That thing tacked on the end is very upsetting. So
probably deserves more than a sentence, but you know.
I'm like verge quitting Reboot. took the soup group. What are we without the soup, Dave?
The soup group.
What's, it's not flammable soup. We'll be fine.
Well, I was just going to say it's just a little flambé on the top of the soup.
Yeah.
We also like we're cooking the crouton.
We also met Dice Man.
What?
Dice Man.
Yeah, Chessex.
Chessex. Yeah. Stop shitting on my character name.
We had a few cinematic moments at the end of the chapter, and they involved pictures burning dramatically, slow motion walking away from flames, and then at the end of the chapter, Eve and I were the only ones in the scene from this group at the soup kitchen.
And you'd been helping.
Seb is back at Ugly's Motors with the gang.
You had been assisting with sort of injured people around the soup kitchen.
Yep.
And if you'd like to pick up there, we can, or we can move on a little bit to the aftermath.
I think.
Do you have anything unresolved?
I think it's pretty, like, we'd deal with the situation. Pro would try and pull himself a little bit out of his head to try and help, but he's in a out-of-body experience right now.
Cool.
Eve?
Yeah, Eve's first point would probably to be to find Conrado and make sure he's okay, as well as just helping anyone and getting them to where they need to be, and then helping anyone first aid-wise as well.
Cool. No worries. Well, you go. We said about doing that. You are informed fairly quickly that Conrado is fine. He wasn't anywhere near the place when it happened.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
After dealing with it for probably the better part of a couple of hours, rallying the locals to help put out the spot fires because there's no emergency services.
Does anyone actually show up? Like ambulance, fireys? No one?
Not in the van.
No one.
Yeah.
It just burns. Okay. And then it's put out because it was only superficial fire. And smoke rises, and it's not uncommon. You occasionally just see fires go out of control and places burn. It's in fact why there is a border to the slum, because it's almost like there's a web of cohesion and society, a thin veil of in the slums that holds everything together. And once you leave a certain radius, it just pulls apart and pulls apart. So there's sort of a radius at which some decorum is maintained, and that's exactly what you saw, is civilians ran and grabbed buckets and grabbed water from canals and like threw water out. People do, to a degree, band together and support each other, and then as you get further out, it just becomes more and more desperate, disparate, and isolated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. And then I guess I'll go up to Pro at some point, put my hand on his shoulder and say, we should head back.
Yeah, I'm assuming at this point there's nothing but embers and it's sort of just
smoke. Well, I mean, yeah, you've put out the fires and there's a lot of injured and hurt-looking people around that will need a lot of, you know, medical aid. There's shot people. A few people die without proper medical care. A couple of people stabilised, but again, without a hospital. So I'm sure what will happen. There are clinics that people can be taken to, free clinics, which are supported by charities from the cities. You've seen a free clinic in the Ven.
This is as long as I can justify staying here to help. I think I need to take this back to Ugly and the gang.
You go on ahead. I will stay.
You gonna be okay?
I'll be fine.
Look after yourself. We don't have a backup yet.
Is Tilda's there?
Tilda's still with you. Yeah.
I'd say that to Pro. Does she stay or does she go?
Oh, I guess I'll look after the asset. And she's been elbow deep in it the whole time, keeping an eye out, but she's been, like, lifting bodies and, you know, helping people in her way, which is gruff. I mean, at best, you can describe it as tough love. There's definitely been, you know, a few people, someone with a bullet wound in the leg, and she's like, oh, you probably lose a leg, but yeah, fuck it. Cybernetics better than that piece of meat you got dangling off there anyway. Like, she's got that kind of attitude. But yeah, she's been helping. She's been pretty good, and she will stick with you.
Cool.
To protect the asset.
Yeah, I'll stay there for as long as until everyone's helped that can be helped, and it dies down a bit.
Cool. All right. Well, you'll be staying a lot longer than Pro will be.
Okay.
And Pro heads back to Ugly's bar, I'm guessing.
Yep. I walk in. I'm just blackened with smoke and stink of burning building.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walk in solemnly. What's happening in the bar?
Ugly is sitting with Seb. Zhang is kicked back there too. She seems to be on her phone flicking through a mobile game. Feet up, and it looks like Ugly and Seb have had one or two drinks, but not heavily, and have actually been... It's odd from your perspective to see the two of them close together. Seb is in his wheelchair. He has a pair of, like, as we've said before, he's got some straps strapping him to the back of the chair so he doesn't slide down. And, yeah, he's sitting there with his turbo straw that Shank provided.
So Pro walks in, having walked away for the last time from the place he was desperately trying to keep good until Seb got back. Mm-hmm. That Seb never got to see again. And now seeing the state of Seb fresh in front of his eyes with all of this having happened, he's on the verge of breaking down into absolute pure rage or tears and absolute wimpy, you know, falling apart. So I'm going to just destiny roll to see how he handles it. High is angry, low is...
And remember, you are exceptionally tired as well, because you've chosen to not sleep.
Yep. Pro just having gotten a 3.
Yep.
Stops. He's just stopped in his own tracks and just slips to his knees and just collapses in a hunched pile with his face into his hand and just starts sobbing.
Sort of mid-sentence, between some idle chitter-chatter, Sebastian, with your amazing perception, you hear this, does it trigger any response from you? Ugly immediately, his eyes lift, but he's moving slower, more, not casually, very deliberately, thoughtfully.
I hate to say it, but it was a matter of time before they did something. And it makes sense that they went for the soup kitchen.
I tried. I really tried to keep that place afloat.
You did, mate. You did. I'm sorry I didn't get back there.
You know who it was? It was that fucking monster.
And I, pull up my phone, flick across to find that screen capture from my own eyes. And it's there sitting on the screen, and I slide it across the floor so it runs across the room to the rest of the gang.
This man, this thing, he knows where we are, and he wants to get back at us, but I don't think even half as much as I want to get back at him.
I can understand that. Trust me. No one wants more justice for him than I do. But.
No buts.
But. I don't want this. I don't want the innocents, the people that I came here to help, to get caught in the middle.
Wow. I miss your nobility, I really do. But it's way too late for that.
There's nothing wrong with putting a rabid dog down, but you don't need to shoot the puppies as well. The people in the slums have done nothing to deserve what they've done.
And I don't want to. The sooner we kill this bastard, the.
Yeah, him. Not innocents.
I never said anything about killing innocents.
Yeah, we can't start an all-out war. No. It needs to be targeted.
Absolutely. And we have, I believe, I hope, if our source is reliable, an information packet that might help us. But we need reliability. We need resources.
Look, I've got some more info on him. Just, as I said, I've been reliving, remembering my time. Just a few things that stand out that might be able to, I don't know, point us in the right direction. I don't have a name. I saw him once. I barely remember what he looks like.
I can refresh your memory. He seemed really cheerful.
Yeah. He was cheerful. But I don't understand how anybody could be that cheerful while doing the things that he does. He wore expensive shoes. Real leather. You could hear the creak when he walks. Wood sold. There's a tap as he walked around. Bottom of his shoe on the tiles.
You know, as much as I hate going back in my own memory to the times I was trafficked and then trafficking, I can't help but come back to the fact that there are inseparable ties with human trafficking and the city folk. They're the highest paying clients.
Everyone's dirty. I can tell you safely that there were people there that don't come from the city. And they did terrible things as well.
We need information. We need a plan. We need to act. We can't be on the receiving end of this. We got you back. That's one thing. And with you comes information. But now we need to move. We need to know where, why, how, who. I think you have a phone call to make. Because I think if we can realign ourselves with the city folks somehow, I sort of look you up and down, looking at your state, there may be connections, dirty ones. Or we go the other route. I go in the same mode I got in to find you, and I find this motherfucker. I hunt him down. I build and break every repurposing piece of tech I can to find a map, locate him, and then we hit hard.
Look, if I know one thing about him, he's a creature of habit. And I think I know enough that might point us in the right direction. Yeah. Sometimes he'd come in reeking of expensive cologne, hand-rolled cigarettes. Bastard put him out on me once or twice. He always hummed bad jazz music. And he'd put on his soft, like, really soft jazz while he worked, tap away, keeping up that inane banter. But he said something that stuck with me. He seemed to enjoy live music. And I feel like that's a clue.
Man who works so hard, even in something he loves, has got to have an outlet that's not connected. Maybe we find his hobby.
Well, you know any jazz places in, around here?
Not yet.
I'm sure you'll do pretty good at searching them up.
This could be nothing, boys.
It could be.
But all that paints an interesting picture. Hand-rolled cigarettes. Now that's old school. Sounds like he's got a penchant for old Europe. Northern slums. Back what used to be Brunswick. There's a few places around there that still cater to that kind of aesthetic. Again, could be anywhere. His shit could be from the city for all I know, but if he hangs in the slums and he likes fuck a shoeshine, cobbler, you don't find them on every corner. But Brunswick, well, there's a few.
That's an interesting idea. So we get some plants. We narrow in where we can, but we could also find a way to bait him. Who are his clients? Who did he talk to or associate with? At what level? Who are his victims? If we could find a way to worm our way into the shoes of one or the other. Or at least how to get there. I mean, you. What did he want from you? Was he going to...
This and that.
Was he going to let you heal and continue the process, or was he... I mean, you were near dead.
Yeah, he just kept on cutting. Taking more and more. I think he took my liver 3 times. Maybe 4. Whatever he could get.
So his farming, his harvesting, to serve what aside from his abominations?
Wish I could tell you.
I turn to Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my office. I don't mean to impose, but I've half lived here for the last few months anyway. Do you mind if I set up in the janitor's closet or something? I don't know, man, but I'll take whatever you got.
Well, you'll be bunking with someone, unless we want to clean out some downstairs. But we got a few bunks in the room downstairs for when the runners need to stay over. You can stay there short term. As for where you set up your crazy room, he looks across at Zhang, and Zhang just like momentarily, as if she wasn't paying attention to the conversation, but she clearly was. Her head just darts up ever so slightly and is just like, nope. And immediately and looks back down. And then he's like, you could ask Johnny. He's got a big workshop into tech.
A shiver goes down my spine.
Like I said, I'll take what I can get.
Well, sounds like you got something to figure out. Although, ain't gonna be easy. We're gonna be fucking fighting a turf war by the sounds of it while you're out trying to deal with... well, whoever he is. This doctor of yours. Got any way of getting more info on him other than a pack of gum or whatever it was? Some boot taps? So maybe I could host a fucking tap dancing class here.
Jazz music. I need leads. I need time. I need sleep. Fuck. I'll wait till Johnny gets back and try and set up and do some research. Seb, I'm really sorry you couldn't see it again. It was almost like you left it. We had regulars. People were actually turning their lives around. I like to think it was at least a part of what you originally envisioned, and I don't know, I hope that doesn't go despite, you know.
It's just a setback, mate. We'll sort out this. We'll get it started again. We'll do more.
See, this is why I need you around, Seb. What would I do without the optimist in the room?
Pro, you got too little faith, mate. You see, the thing is, you make an institution like... do you think I haven't been watching? You make an institution like that, and you keep it running, you won't even need to fucking get it going again. Your food keeps coming, he nods to Seb. The people will rebuild it. You think we all sit around and fucking scratch their ass? If there's good people in good places, it'll be back running before you know it.
Yeah. And
fuck, the amount of places I've seen get shot up the next day, they're still operating with bullet holes in the window and the clerk.
I mean, in that vein... right now and very soon, there are going to be hungry people.
There's always hungry people.
They're everywhere.
I mean, people who were starting to expect something different. The climate's already changed around here. This is going to amplify that, at least here. We could use it, or at least figure out what's going to result.
Pro, I think you need some sleep.
I've needed sleep for months. And I just walk off towards Johnny's room and wait for him.
Cool. After the door closes, Ugly turns to Seb. Should I have been gentler on him? Should I have given him a hug? What the fuck should a good dad do? I never had one.
You may not believe it, but I can almost relate.
That's not what I've heard about Oscar.
Was I a son? Was I a trophy? Prize? Their legacy?
Isn't that what kids are? Legacy? Someone to look after you when you're old and sick.
I don't want to be anyone's legacy. I want to build my own. I want to be my own person.
Ah, self-made man on the small, apparently, loan of $10 million.
And I've not spent any of it on myself. Nor for profit.
I'm not giving you shit, Seb. But, should we talk to him? Should I talk to him? I'm fucking sailing blind here.
He seems exhausted. Very run down. I think you're right, he probably needs some sleep.
Alright. We probably do too. We've got a fucking gang war to organise tomorrow.
I'd like to know what I can do. If anything.
Well, judging from the theme of the people we're at war with, maybe we could hang you from a rope, lure them in with a piñata.
Can't say that's my favourite idea.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
I'm sure.
All right. What can you do? You've got rich parents. Maybe call in a fucking airstrike on them.
Yeah. I don't think they would go for that.
Do you know how good I'd do with a couple of CorpSec security drones on my side?
Probably pretty well. You're a resourceful man.
I'm a resourceful man? Fucking hell! Come on, Sebastian Allen. You're the resources around here, my friend. Maybe you should stop being so, I don't know, philanthropic and start being a little more action-oriented with your finances.
I can try. I don't think they'll go for it.
Oh, I've heard the rumours about what came down on your little soup kitchen when you were away. Your mum kicks up a stink.
She is fierce.
That said, I don't think oppressing the slums is particularly good for company image, so maybe not. But without that, well, you're like me, Sebastian, but, you know, schooled and shit. You got to know your way around people, information. Probably good with computers, but what did you study? You studied something, right? People?
People.
What's it called? A study of people.
Fuck.
Anthropology.
Anthropology.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anthropology.
Love that.
Got him.
Totally saved it. Well done.
Thank you. We'll just cut that.
Yep. Cool. Not getting cut.
No.
No.
Yeah, so that's got to be useful, right? Maybe you can be the man in the van. Listen, monitor. I mean, I've heard from Zhang that, you know, your eyes are starting to come good at least, so maybe it won't be long before you can be a little bit more, you know, visual.
Yeah. That's an idea.
All right. Well, we'll think on it tomorrow. Nothing can be done tonight. I don't know when Johnny will be back. I'm going to go hit the spa, though. Do you want to bob about with me like a fucking cork or what?
I'll pass this time.
All right. No worries. Jang, you... Yeah, she'll have you. All right. Good night. And he puts his hand, like, firmly squats it on your head and ruffles your hair like an older brother.
Like my lack of hair.
The little, like, the spiky little short growth.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool. Tomorrow, then. And awkwardly walks off.
I'm just going to, like, quietly say to Zhang, one day, him and I are going to have a normal conversation. And then I'll truly know the world is fucked.
She scoffs. And then, not long after, taps your shoulder in a way that you're coming to understand means let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Picks you up, or wheels you into her room.
Yeah.
And like an hour and a half later, actually, something happens in the meantime with Eve.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to ask a question.
You
do that.
You do. You go first. Yep.
While I'm doing medical-y stuff, can I also interview some of the people and ask if they saw anything?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So for the hour or so, you're helping people medically. About half an hour later, a woman who seems capable walks down the street. Hair falls in her face messily. She has deep bags under her eyes and is carrying in each cybernetic arm a briefcase. And she sort of rocks up and sees you bobbing about, walks over to you and Tilda. You are in charge here. She's talking to Tilda, but Tilda's just like, yeah, fucking, yeah, the droid can speak. I'm having smoke eye. She works for Ugly, it's all good.
I'll step forward. Do you require assistance?
No, but if we met, we've met. Yeah, you helped me with the guy with the leg in Ugly's bar.
Finod?
Yeah, Finod. You did the surgery. Yeah, sorry, it's very late and I was very asleep. Fuck. Alright, this doesn't look great. Where am I needed?
Who is this person? Do I actually know who this
you've
is?
You've met her. She did Vinod's leg. She replaced it. Vaguely... Make a raw intelligence check. Challenge level 2. So base 3 plus in.
Which is... Yeah. 2 successes.
Cool, that's a success. You remember her. Her name is Belle. She is a cybernetic...
Yeah. She's like an engineer. Yep. Okay. Do you require assistance?
Do you? I'm here to work. I was told that there'd be people in need of me.
Understood.
Okay, him. And she looks across. Injuries. Mm-hmm. Make a medicine check.
This is the first time we've had to roll dice in a long time. First aid?
Yeah, first aid is fine.
Yeah.
Challenge level 3. 4 for more advanced information.
3.
Yeah. Okay. You recognize that this person has a bullet wound to the lower leg. You think the bullet wound has gone from where you can see centrally directly into the shin bone. That's where the bullet has gone.
Any major arteries?
They seem to have avoided that.
Okay.
You, all right. Ugh. Okay. Are you rated for surgery?
I can perform if necessary.
All right. And she leans over, pops a briefcase. There's like several tools in one, pops another one. There's a whole bunch of receivers. And she looks at the looks at you. How's your bedside manner?
I do not understand.
Tell him I got to take his leg.
I look down. Are they conscious?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she says it quietly.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take their hand and basically just start conversation like I usually would, keeping their, distracting them the entire time, asking their name, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. What I would usually do in a situation like this.
Okay. And as you say that, so do you say that she's going to take their leg?
No.
Okay. And as they're talking, the person's in pain and they seem in and out of it. Belle leans up and says, all right, so 4,000 slum bucks. That's a terrible name. Right. 4,000 crinkly. It sounds like something from Futurama.
Slum bucks.
4,000 crinklies. I don't know. What do we call them?
Dollary dues.
4,000 dollary dues. 4,000 dollary dues.
Is she saying this to
say me? Say $4,000.
Probably say bucks, but or dollars.
4,000 bucks.
Because I feel Aussie. Like it might be credits.
Four grand. It's not credits. They have slum bucks.
No, I mean in the city.
It's in the city, it's credits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But this isn't.
They could just say dollars. Cash.
Okay, cash.
So just talk in terms of dollars. Just go bucks. Talking about dollars just is like very slums.
Slucks.
Yeah. I kind of think slucks is cool.
Four stacks.
Because it's like Starbucks bought the currency, so that's called like anyway.
All right.
She's saying this to the guy.
Yeah. And she's like, you can pay four payment plans. And she starts going through like a legal contract, basically.
Do you think this is necessary?
Yes. Sorry, or you're probably going to bleed out eventually. Bullet looks like it's destroyed your shin. You're not getting it back. We can offer... I'm sure this nurse will... you'll make it so he doesn't die if he wants. And the person does not respond well to this and starts panicking.
Oh. I kind of like realize that he's panicking or they're panicking and say, perhaps there's a more efficient time for this information.
Nah, that's why I'm here. Cyber surgery is pretty critical and the earlier we can get to it, the better. The people who are at risk of dying can be saved by implants. I've got implants expertise, and they have payment options. So, as far as I'm concerned,
so it's a
reasonable service.
Has she done the implant or not yet? No. Okay. I'll stay with this person. Okay. You find the next.
Cool. And what you were doing over the course of 2 hours is Belle comes up to you. She gets more and more alert as the night goes on. And you see that she's newish to the area, but you can see that she is a cybernetic slum doctor. She's not medically trained and she needs your assistance. And there are multiple people who agree to this because they've got bullet wounds. They're in trouble. And she basically performs like initial stage implants, so like you amputate a couple of legs over there. In fact, make a medicine check. Challenge level 4.
Three successes.
Cool. One person dies over the following 2 hours. But it's to be expected in these conditions. Mm. There's no hospitals to go to.
Yeah.
So she relies on you to do a large percentage of the medical stuff, but she actually conducts the nerve connections and that side of it. And she basically puts in these, they're almost like stop gap things. So they're like preliminary cybernetics that aren't attached to anything. They don't do anything, but they, you know, the wound is closed. There's antiseptic and everything given. And it's something that you can like unscrew a bit and start working on cybernetically for upgrades. And you manage to do this to like three people. Mm-hmm. One person dies, another few refuse treatment.
Yep.
On the grounds that none of them can afford it. None of them can afford it.
Yeah.
But they're still agreeing to it. Yeah. And that's how what you do until eventually the situation is resolved. Belle cleans blood and oil off her face and wanders off. And despite the fact that there's a bad feeling about it all, you know that if she wasn't there, it would have been four people that died.
Yeah.
So it's that weird thing of like, she obviously is making a living, but the service she's providing is not one that is often provided. Mm. So in a way, it's a blessing.
Okay. Do I find out any information on what happened from anyone?
No. They just, a group of gangers came up and just opened fire with a lot of hardware. That's what you basically get, is that, like, guns aren't particularly common. So it was very unusual for, like, six gangers to just pull out assault rifles and just gun and take down. That's why so many people are shot and injured, because this wasn't, like, a pistol and some Molotovs. It was a full-on, like, the place got shot up 1930s mafia style, like Tommy guns through the walls.
Okay. And it wasn't a recognizable gang, it was just a bunch of people.
They eventually, you get the picture that they seem to be Spanish or Hispanic of descent, Latino.
Okay.
But they weren't familiar with their gang colours.
Cool. All right. And then once everything's settled, I would start heading back to Ugly's with Tilda.
All right. And you do. You arrive. But before that happens, Johnny gets back. For pro.
I will have gone straight into Johnny's room. Have I gauged what Johnny's been like about his room? Like, is he like
you private? You know that or his like workshop is not private, but there's room attached to it that is private. And there's some locked cabinet storage, blah, blah, blah. Several locked things. But the Johnny's workshop is actually just Ugly's bar's workshop downstairs. So other people go in there. Zhang goes in there and stuff.
Yeah. So I find a corner of the room that seems least intrusive, but immediately start setting up all of the equipment that I'd gathered. And I'd do a little bit of a scout around Ugly's bar to try and find, you know, any bits of tech that aren't particularly being used that might help jury rig my setup back.
Make
to
a destiny roll.
Alrighty.
I'll make a destiny roll IRL.
11.
You need something to take the edge off the solvents.
11.
Huh, Stranger Things.
Great.
Okay, 11 is better than 50-50 odds. You find some stuff. You find some, like, equivalent USB... Z cables. What are we up to and which way is a good direction? Yeah. C is better than D, right? A, B, C. What's the best type of USB cable?
C.
Does it go... Is it? Will D be better than C?
Can we just be optimistic probably about the future and just say USB-C and it never changes? We've found it, guys. Yeah. Everyone, we've found the USB
thing that works. You find, like, enough of those cables, but also, like, three Apple iCable 15s that only work with each specific Apple product that exists. But other than that, no.
Okay.
So you get enough stuff to basically wire and connect everything you need to connect.
Yeah. I start getting my set up, lined up and working, and just sort of start tech checking things and calibrating with my system and dumping my own information backups.
And you hear the door slide open.
And take a deep breath. And just slowly turn as Johnny enters the room.
Interesting.
Hey, big guy. I'm afraid I'm homeless. So I hope you don't mind. I'm trying not to encroach on your space.
Interesting indeed. It would seem there is some kind of sleepover arrangement becoming common here.
I think it's, at this stage, kind of, semi-permanent.
for the foreseeable, till we can set up a new place.
Well, do not get in my way.
Do you not respond to that?
I was waiting for like another half of the sentence, or just like, or else, or like, just do not get in my way.
Just don't get in my way.
I'll do my best, and if there's any misunderstanding of what that means or entails, just let me know. But
do not integrate your technology into anything of mine here. We run a closed system. I devised the security myself, and well, the last time someone allowed open connections here, it did not end well for them.
I remember. I found it, remember?
Yes, I remember. He'd seemed a good sort, that man.
Well, now you're just stuck with us, huh?
Interesting.
I've pitched your arrangement on behalf of myself. I need backup pieces. So I think I have their interests, willingness. I'm just waiting for the news. So when you have
make a perception roll, which I think is currently debuffed. Challenge level 2.
Okay. 2.
Okay. It's at this point in this quiet room, it's a drip that first catches your attention. It's a single drip which falls and hits the ground and splashes from a large duffel bag that Johnny is carrying in one hand. The drip is a deep crimson red.
You working on that job and delivery or something unrelated?
The very same project. I had an interesting discussion with a junior rep.
And then he just like nudges the bag with his foot.
It was productive. I have ascertained a time of delivery.
That's good news.
Indeed. But it won't be for several weeks.
Okay. Good to know. Give me any information you have and I'll do what I can to prepare.
I'll keep putting something together, but it will be a few days. I need to troll through this information I gathered. There's good encryption. Also, I believe sausages are on the menu next week.
Don't fucking tell me. Johnny, I don't peg you as one to have a sense of humor.
What can I say? Eve's a good influence.
That actually sort of catches a little smile on my mouth. I sort of swivel back and start getting to work with my research.
You know, I could help you.
How's that?
Well, I'm better than you.
Yeah, but you don't have all that angst to motivate you, so...
You're right. I could also not help you. I have my own pastimes.
What'd you have in mind?
Just in general.
You're more adept at being constructive and invasive. I'm destructive. I mean, everything I touch or go near fucks up, so... But I mean also, you know, what I can do. Break shit.
Well, perhaps you'd like to become better at that, although it's not my area. Perhaps you'd like to become more like me.
In what way?
Every way.
I don't know if that's an option available to me, big guy.
You're all so small, soft, and weak. Surely you'd like to become stronger.
I don't think I could keep up with the fusion.
There has has to be a point where the body is no longer needed. Do you know drone brains are created on as near to human architecture as science could muster?
I had a vague idea.
I wonder if there's a future in humanity there.
Perhaps.
Interesting thoughts. Anyway, I have encryptions to break. If you need me, well, mind your business.
And then he just opens the private door, walks through. Catch a glint of a much cleaner looking room, like polished walls, cold steel. It clearly is a short corridor that leads into a room, almost like as if you're going through like a walk-in robe into an ensuite. So you don't get a good look at what's in the room, but it is like an entirely different vibe. It's like the door goes up and you just see this like polished floor and walls and everything is pristine.
Pro sort of soaks in what he can before the door shuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turns back to his setup, ready to start again. And with a fairly minimal internal battle, succumbs to his crutch so that he's no longer tired.
Oh.
Calls out a little setup.
For the next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaks up some hard drugs, does a line, and just gets to work, because he's not going to go setting up a bed in this new place. It's work done.
All right.
So, Destiny for
Destiny Wyatt. Roll.
18. Now, on the chart, you had low as good and high as bad.
Yep.
Why is that?
So modifiers are easier to work out.
Is there a way to flip it? Because it feels like high should be good. I was going to say this before I rolled an 18. If I got a 2, I would have been saying the same thing. Is there a way to just mirror it?
It's usually more annoying because of the way negatives work, but on the spot, I can't tell you. I got to open it up. Oh, okay. I'll open it up and have a look for you.
I swear to God, I would have said this if I rolled a 2 or a 3.
I'm not changing it on the spot. You're old and 18. Why did I? You know what? Probably not. I don't know why I did it like that. It could be flipped.
High has always been good for the players. Rolling a 20 should always feel like a victory. Come on. Let us know in the comments.
I'm happy with... you have -2 if it's the first day being wired. For this one, I'm going to keep it as it is because it's not the worst result. It's a bad result, but it's not the worst.
Yep.
But we can flip it. I'll flip it for next week.
Cool.
So you get bad trip, even with a 16, which is your dosage was off or the quality was poor. Your skills are unchanged from your character sheet, so you don't get bonuses. Your mood is irregular and your behavior aggressive.
Okay, so I'm moody.
Yeah. And more punchy, more like... It's less sulky, more...
Yeah. I'd be working myself up in a fit.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah. Basically, anyway. That's what you're doing.
Absolutely. Meaning my perception isn't 5, it's 4? It's...
It's as if you haven't taken all drugs. Yeah.
I have 2 or 3, or
you
4 or 5.
Whatever your tired is, you keep those stats.
3, okay.
So the way it works cool. is because then the next day you want to gamble again and the roll is further made more difficult and you're going down the rabbit hole of bad drugs.
Yep, I'm with you.
I have more perception than you.
All right. Okay. So only for smell and sound, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the...
Moving on from rule stuff, and we can flip that from the next roll onwards. I'll be able to work that out in my head, I think. So that's it. The night passes. You don't sleep. Your drugs do keep you awake, though. That's the good thing. The next day comes.
Do I get a ping from...
You get home eventually.
No, do I get my email from my mysterious caller?
No.
Taking sweet time.
It's like 2 in the morning.
I'm taking sweet time.
He's got curfew. Okay, so the next day rolls around.
Yeah.
And not too long after, into the day, sort of around 11 o'clock, Eve gets a message.
Yay!
That says
great.
That the caller would like to talk.
That wasn't part of the deal. Okay. I'll go find... I'm going to find Incongruent first, if he's come back.
Cool. You head to Incongruent's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Open the door, mm-hmm. and you see Pro furiously working at a computer in the corner in a setup that was put up impressively quickly and, like, is well established. In the corner, to your surprise, you see Incongruent, who... despite all his augments, is holding a hand drill, like an electric battery-operated hand drill, and he's currently drilling something into the walls. And, Pro, you've basically paid no attention to this, but he's just drilling a hole in the wall, and he seems to have, like, a high-tensile cable, and he starts unspooling it and, like, attaching it. A few things he does have on hand, like one of his fingers, he does, like, a little socket thing, but the actual drill, he doesn't have a drill. Okay. He doesn't have every. He's not a Swiss Army knife. He doesn't have everything installed.
That's funny.
He looks up. Eve.
Johnny. I have been contacted again by our anonymous friend.
Yes. And?
Well, he wishes to speak again. They wish to speak again.
Okay. So, are you going to do it?
Well, I tell him everything that happened last time mm-hmm. with the conversation. And I say, I have yet to receive this information.
Perhaps this is his way of delivering it.
Perhaps.
So why did you seek me out?
I always ask for advice.
What advice would you like?
Just confirmation.
Do I think you should do it? Do you have a choice?
No, not really.
Does it involve you getting shot in the head, Eve?
There's always a potential, but unlikely.
Then, as long as you're safe, I say, why not? Remember, in any information gathering, it's going both ways. Use this time to learn about him while he learns about you.
Understood.
He finishes drilling a hole into the wall, attaches this cable, attaches a second cable.
I sent back a message that just says, like, available to chat when you are, bro.
Cool. It says log on.
Cool. I'll start setting up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to roll
mm-hmm.
based on Pro's state to see how he receives it. Okay. He's late and a bit irritable, but Pro shows up.
All right. So you sort of pull off your headphones, turn around, and because you're in the same room.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can Eve tell when Pro is wired or tired?
With the medical check, yeah. Challenge level 4, I'm going to say, on day one. Oh, no, you're having... I'll say 3 because you're having a bad trip. So it's, like, not well hidden.
That's 4 successes.
You can tell. He's on amphetamines. You can tell by all of his little ticks, his dilated eyes, etc.
Have you been hiding it from Eve? Intentionally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, checking, like, the time on my display. I'm sort of like... You can tell I'm, like, still... Like, I've shut down... Like, I've paused my computer stuff and I've come across.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still clearly... interacting with my own interfaces to like finish stuff up or maybe even just monitor stuff or wait for transfers or whatever while the call's starting. So I'm not 100% there. And I'm telling myself I will be and you guys I will be, but it's not really working. I'm really focused.
Okay. Eve will just proceed then. Actually, no. Eve turns to Incongruent and says, I must go tell Zeb.
Right. Bring him.
I will be back. She does down the hall.
Cool. And with a bit of a grump, Incongruent walks out of the room, walks back in before Eve gets back and rolls out, throws this thing, hooks it onto his high tensile cables he's just drilled into the walls, keeps setting it up, walks out, brings something back in about the same time as Eve comes in with Seb. Seb, the first thing you hear going into the room is the sound of a tin, sounds like a baking tray, like clattering on the floor.
Cool.
Cool. And you all walk in, and then Incongruent steps back.
Voila.
What is it?
And you all see a hammock stretched out in the corner of the room. Pulled across the corner of the room.
Very impressive.
You don't see that.
I'm aware. I say it anyway.
And then his large foot nudges what looks like a gold panning dish. It's like a little panning dish on the floor. And he says,
Pro.
Yeah?
Empty your tray every day. I don't want your excrement building up.
I can walk out to the bathroom. I mean, it's in a shit state, but it's not a pan, so...
I am not particularly familiar with... Well...
Johnny, did you make me a bed?
Yes. I didn't want your filth cluttering the door or the exits.
I mean, I was gonna just sleep on the... You vomit-soaked couch outside, but that's a huge upgrade, thank you.
That is fine. I'm nothing if not pragmatic.
Yeah.
Mm.
You got a heart in there, don't you?
He taps the pan again and he says,
Is this not normal?
Yes, it's great. Thanks, man. That sort of well and truly pulled me into this moment with the group. And I'm like, all right, we got a call to make. You do the honors.
Okay. I put on my little headset.
All right. The call connects through. And after not long.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to speak with you again.
You too.
I found out the information you were seeking. The person you're looking for is Joseph Bossier. He used to work for Bosch Cybernetics. No connection, although it does sound similar. And he
sends you a message.
What cybernetics?
Bosch. Bosche. He sends you a message with the spelling of the names, and they're quite different, but he pronounced them similarly.
Yep.
Bossier, or Bossier for his name. And I guess it's Bosch.
Yeah.
Cybernetics. Bosch and Bossier.
They expanded from washing machines. That's good for them.
Yeah. Different spelling. Slightly different. No, it's not actually. It's the same. It's the
same spelling.
Yeah. It is from their washing machine lines. Yeah. There you go.
Thank goodness.
They've expanded.
We went from tumble dryers to limbs.
You asked for information, and I have it. A rap sheet. Quite long. A list of crimes. Do you wish for me to read them out?
Nodding to Eve.
Yes.
Shall I go chronologically or...
Whatever seems more efficient.
His first record appears in juvenile courts. It seems he had a penchant for taking out his fascinations on neighborly pets. Quite common in the psychologically distressed. I've read many case studies on it. wasn't until his adult years that things got interesting. It seems he had a bit of a run-in, an alley fight, unusual for the cities, and the person he was fighting with was killed, accidentally and in self-defense, but in hindsight, unlikely. Completely fractured trachea, a well-placed blow, perhaps. So, that was the easy stuff. The rest was covered up. I did some digging. Medical malpractice counts a number in the dozens. People were cybernetically altered beyond their consent. That was commonplace. When it comes to human property, that's when things got more messy. He is said to have inflicted damages in the tens of millions on property such as your friend, I believe. Those human objects, well, when they crossed his path, let's just say ethics wasn't in the question anymore. His known methods include removal of limbs and replacement with augmetics that can be controlled from distance. He was experimenting with mind hijacking, and it seems he was met with significant success. His technology has led to several developments in cybersecurity firms and corp tech assassins. From what I've determined, it would seem that his research was fundamental in creating the latest wave of corp assassins. I don't know if you're familiar with their capabilities. Either way, it's dangerous stuff. My understanding is, if he has access to such a thing, he possesses the knowledge and capability to create the perfect killing machine and puppet it from any location on the planet. Supplanting his own skills with theirs. Well, that's his capabilities, I guess. And his crimes, it's pointless listing them all. From the most base mutilation in infanticide, commonplace, anything, any gambit of violent crime. Thankfully for you and your companions, nothing of a more predatory or sexual nature. But he's violent, dangerous, and capable. So, what else do I know? Well, he left. He was banished in exile, so to speak. He would have been arrested if it wasn't for the three police officers who were killed. As he was being arrested, it seemed he was busy remotely controlling some of his experiments and engaged in his own escape. His whereabouts have been largely unknown, bouncing from country to country, but it seems he's landed back in Melbourne, working for various organizations for his incredible talents. If you do happen to go after him, don't kill him. He could be useful. More useful alive than dead. We haven't seen this kind of unethical science since the bygone ages of the 20th century.
I sign to Eve as that sentence wraps up. I make the shape of a circle and then I sign question mark that I would have seen Zhang sign many times.
Mm-hmm. I have just a few questions, if that's okay.
I always welcome questions from artificial sentience, Eve.
Does he have any connection with the circle?
This is the first time you've mentioned the circle to me.
I don't know who they are. I only know their name.
See, that's all you know. If he's connected, stop pursuing.
Another question. He has a gang with him. Is there any information on them?
Unlikely. He remains unaffiliated. A man of his prestigious talent would likely bounce from contract to contract, gang to gang, engaging in whatever activity they need his services for parts, access, and funds.
My last question. Do you know his ultimate goal? Why is he doing this?
Why do humans do anything? Because he can. My belief in my perusal of his dossier last night is that he wants to push science to its limits in the field that fascinates him. And he doesn't believe that anything should stand in the way of that goal. Do you agree with that sentiment, Eve?
A question I cannot answer.
That's the second one in as many days. Interesting. A drone would answer that basic ethics question very quickly. The correct answer is no. He should not pursue those goals. Are you sure you don't have an answer, Eve?
I think we've both come to the understanding that I am still learning.
Good. There should not be correct answers to ethical questions. Thus a robot's answer is invalid. It's programmed. The fact that you're thinking on it, that's promising. I hope this helped, and I do want to remind you, the deal your friend struck is rapidly slipping off the table. Something needs to be done today or tomorrow, or it's gone. And with it, any chance of that friend they were alluding to helping. Gone also. Perhaps you would like to be like Noel, Eve.
Second Noel, that would be the... You'd be the second Noel, not the first Noel.
Yeah, I'm on to the joke now!
The first AI to take new...
The first drone to be new.
Yeah. The public display.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Perhaps.
Well, it's within your friend's power. It could be done within a week.
We have more pressing issues.
As do I. Now, one more time. If he's involved with the circle, Eve, don't get involved. Don't bring it up. I don't want to discuss them again.
Understood.
Hangs up.
Interesting.
So that was the little shit.
That was the little shit.
He seems sensitive.
More than I expected. He seems genuinely pleased with your progress into sentiences.
And equally as sensitive about the circle.
My thoughts too.
Scared.
Curious. Are you sure it's that boy?
Not certain, no. It's just a best guess.
Hmm.
what he recounts, he showed the most interest in her sentience immediately. Spoke in a similar way.
Who is the only other person who has shown such interest in Eve's sentience?
Eve points to Johnny.
Present company excluded?
No.
Well, then I'd say present company.
Well, then, perhaps there are more options on the table than you thought. Perhaps not.
I look at Eve and Johnny, because Seb's still functionally blind,
mm-hmm.
and I sign, because you're the only other two people in the room that can see, and Seb hasn't been told explicitly, from what I'm aware, about yep. Johnny being incongruent.
Yep.
And I ask as best as I can. I may need a roll.
Destiny for roll for yeah, that.
Okay. It's basically, like, do you want him to know? Or
okay, let's see how you go. Even with a high destiny roll, it's going to be.
I got two.
Okay, he just butchers
no,
some.
No, you do it. Eve repeats everything that you just said.
Oh no! Yeah.
Because she's used to translating for people.
And you find yourself saying,
what did you say again?
Like, do you want him to know?
Okay.
And then you as you start repeating that, you also find yourself.
You're correcting him.
And saying, what the fuck?
You're like, you're correcting him as well. Like, you're like, do.
You're giving me a syntax.
Yeah, you keep like going, and then you slowly read it out. Yeah. And Seb, you hear Eve read out, do you want him to know? And then what the fuck are you doing?
And I sign like, oh, fuck me.
Does she say that as well?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just am looking at Johnny like cringing like, oh, there's another thing I fucked up.
Everyone's got their secrets.
Anyway, yeah, we think it's... I'm, like, trying to change the subject. I think it's him.
I don't know why you need to be so embarrassed, bro. It wasn't the first bedpan I've emptied for someone else.
It was Johnny trying to recover for it.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't... Seb does not care.
You probably don't even know the context which that, yeah.
But, like, obviously I've figured out that they're trying to say something without me knowing. But, like, yeah, everyone's got their secrets. So that's me dropping it.
Incongruent, you can tell he turns towards you because the direction of his voice changes. He's just like,
I'm honestly as clueless as you. What are you trying to communicate here?
Johnny, do you have any information on this man? And the guy that we just talked about.
No, but he's...
Wait, which one?
The Joseph. Doctor?
The caller or Joseph?
Joseph. I wrote Josephine for some reason. So I
was what? What?
Bullshit. The name is...
Say.
Vaguely familiar, but only passingly. I've got nothing. I've just heard it connected with some of the more... interesting gangs. But... the other one I'm more interested in.
The kid?
Yes. He sounded detached from humanity.
And connected to the potential opportunity. Obviously, another reason why we believe it's him, so...
And he's promising new you. This deal, why have I not heard of it before?
I thought Ugly would have told you.
He told me something, but the specifics of you being able to just gift it to someone wasn't on the agenda.
It's a marketing ploy. And they've started rolling it out, and it's a big reason why everyone out in the Ven and slums are freaking out. It's an opportunity, a real one, that seems near.
It's not quite. They're not freaking... It's what you... The thought process was that it would placate the riots because people are rioting because of Rags and his policies.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a potential option. So they're
rolling it out in response to that.
They're not rolling it out yet. It's been completely on hold because of you guys.
Oh, so it's not out there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not pitched at all until you guys. So okay, that's what the business thing has been on hold. That's all right. We all make mistakes.
I say something, but correct this. but pretend I did. And what would that have been?
Just everything. The same thing I said. Cool. I don't know.
Great.
Don't worry about it. It's roleplay. We're not all perfect.
I'm walking here.
You don't live in his life. You're only pro 2 hours a week.
So anyway, I can recount the deal.
It's a marketing ploy. I think when we brought it up, we were trying to pull attention away from where they were drifting. And it kept our foot in the door. I think this caller is telling us the foot is almost out. And if we want to keep it in, we need to respond soon. And if we want to utilize this as an opportunity, we need to think carefully about how we might do so, because they wanted a suggestion, a
volunteer.
A nod.
I can think of many, but I have no impetus to help them, except perhaps Zhang.
What do you mean?
Well, she won't heal like Sebastian will. And her particular damage isn't easy to live with.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about it, if she retains who she is, truly Zhang, she'll have all the knowledge and all the connections we need to get in there.
Perhaps not. I suddenly had a thought. They can do all kinds of things with New You, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could deal with the cat hair. That was a joke. She wears helmet with cat ears on it. I was insinuating that she would put ears of a cat on her flesh.
Johnny tells jokes now, Eve.
They're fantastic.
I've been trying to learn from you as well.
Well.
Who else? I mean, when we first discussed it, I think we may have fleetingly thought Songbird. Potentially, but she's too young.
There's a lot of people I can think of giving it to. And the more I think about it, the less it seems like a gift.
Yeah.
But with how unstable the slums are, and us skating a knife's edge of war, maybe the gift will placate the slums and keep off the rioting.
But I mean it. I'm not speaking selfishly, but I agree with you. I think it's gonna come with so many strings attached and a whole lot of weird responsibilities and whatnot, but what if, I mean, you said back on the boat, you said there were two people in mind.
Yeah.
Who's the second?
I turn my head in the general direction of Eve.
Oh.
Was it Eve?
It was, would have been you two.
Us two. Other people. Oh, okay.
Why not one of you?
Why not?
What about you, Sebastian?
You're self-repairing.
That's a lesson in redundancy.
Is it? You would be free of all the binds that tie you. A citizen without an owner. And, well, if legacy is what you wish to create, I'm sure they could give you testicles that work.
You know, I've never seen myself as a parental figure.
And not sure I'd want to bring anyone into this world as it currently stands.
Well, then perhaps you do nothing and burn it. Go find that Raguel and help him light the fire.
I want that even less.
I know you, Seb, enough to know your motivations. Ours are very aligned. And I know that if you were to choose between yourself or the thing you're trying to save, you would always choose the thing you're trying to save. Is that correct?
I'd like to think so.
Me too. Eve, not to get sappy, but you're perfect the way you are. And you're getting better by the day.
Thank you.
It would be a crime to shell one of the most interesting emergent sentiences that have evolved in this universe inside one of you.
That's a more intelligent way to put it, yeah. And when it comes to the two of us, and we have the same motivations, if on the other side of either of us, being put through a new you means that we're closer to rescuing Maya and Riley, we just need to figure out which one's going to get us there. But I gotta be honest, I think it's me. They want a story.
Well, that comes with a problem.
And what's that?
Firstly, I don't think it would work. Well, wait.
Marketing, dude.
No, it won't work. You're off the table.
Why?
Because you're his parents' property. That's not very charitable.
We can discuss that with his parents, and they can keep whatever below the board they want to, but there's a story there ready to pluck up and put on a billboard. My family are alive in the United States. I was human trafficked from the age of 9. I was dragged through the slums. I am a poster boy waiting to happen. They want a story. They want to sell new you. I could sell new you, but I could get on the inside.
Do you really want that, Per?
Fuck no. I don't want new you. It's the last thing I want. I want to take it to give. I don't want it for myself. I'd more readily die in the gutter, but if this is the way to give it, to save those that...
I will add at this point that you were already put forward as the consultant that would be working with Sebastian to organize people. So if it's a way of getting inside, you would already be able to get inside through being the consultant to Seb to actually get candidates for them.
May I have a suggestion? Perhaps I talk to Zhang.
We have options. I guess that's all I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps you should grab that old man who always tries to sell me shit.
If Bernie got to go through new you, he'd... I'd be too scared to think what he'd pick. And,
everything and the kitchen sink.
Yeah. He'd probably come back as a kitchen sink.
Well, you need to decide, and I have important work.
I think perhaps, Per, you should find information on Joseph. And Seb, you have a phone call to make.
I do.
I will go talk to Zhang.
Oi! Fucking breakfast!
Ugly. Yeah, it calls down the corridor.
Ooh, pancakes.
Eve leaves them.
Do you guys respond to that?
I look towards you.
Pryor's just looking at the ground, lost in his head. He looks conflicted and confused.
I clear my throat.
Oh, what's up, Seb?
Are you getting breakfast?
No, I'm not hungry. And I just walk past you to go... Oh, wait. I turn back to
make
the
a perception check.
Oh, shit. Challenge level.
Two. It's not too hard.
Two. Uncommon.
People are pretty incurred. Okay, is one. We'll make a challenge of one. Well, I won't be a bully.
Three.
Okay. You walk past.
I catch myself and think, oh, yeah. No arms, no legs. Did you say that out loud? Yes. Do you want breakfast?
Way to rub it in.
Well, yet. You know, let me finish what I was saying. No arms, no legs, yet. Do you want breakfast?
I believe he has almost half an arm.
Yeah, it's cute.
No, it's not.
I like wiggling.
And you feel like Incongruent walk closer to you, and he's like, it's hideous.
Oh, fuck. Don't listen to Johnny. His jokes are really bad.
That wasn't a joke. It is disgusting.
And I'm just wheeling Seb out, just like, yeah, he's going for dark humor, dude. Just ignore it. He's just wheeling away.
And you get wheeled out. And as you head towards the sound of breakfast, Ugly's calling from downstairs, not upstairs, which is unusual. He sounds like he's in the meeting room that's downstairs near all the trafficking stuff.
Yeah.
You head in?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
You all traipse on in. Ugly is in the room. Vinod is serving up a plate of blueberry pancakes. He looks less depressed. In fact, ever since getting his cybernetic leg, he seemed a bit more chipper. And from following the last 6 months, he seems to be getting Stockholm Syndrome. Like... he's definitely getting to the point where he hasn't put a foot out of line, and there are now some newer members of Ugly's gang, and some of the newer members get shit from people more often than Vinod does if he just shuts up and stays in the corner. So you've noticed that he's starting to get to the thing where he's like, he's slouching less, and he seems a little bit more like he's just accepting, like, that he has this lot in life now.
Yeah.
And he's serving some food, but he looks tired at the same time. Ugly hasn't slept, but he's fine. He's a bespoke. One night won't kill him. And you see on the pin board on the wall, there is photos stuck all over the wall and a large sort of piece of paper pulled out with drawings on it. And it looks remarkably impressive. It's quite detailed, and you're pretty sure Ugly's put it together. He turns to you all and says, we got a lot to discuss, guys. I've been up doing some thinking for you. You need to get to Northern Suburb, right?
If that's where we think he is.
Well, if you're going to do that, you got to cross the Great Divide. A freeway, mate. Tullamarine. So, we got to do some big-time planning, and... you thought the border crossing into the city was bad. This one's tough. You're going to have to either navigate below or above or through the fucking freeway. And, well, we got to start thinking about getting you there if you're going to find your leads. The way I'm looking at it, you guys have got to, well, decide what you're going to do. You got some lofty shit going in the background, I know that, but that's going to be ticking over the course of weeks, right? So,
yes.
The today is a gang war. And while I deal with the footsloggers, I need you guys to deal with the fucking person who's carving people up. Might take a while. What do you say?
Sounds good. We need to know the options. What the, presume consequences are if they go wrong in either of those three directions, over, below, or through. What do they look like?
I will try to not get shot in the head again.
Good plan.
So no way to go through the city into the northern suburbs?
That's an option, but crossing the border twice,
it's a lot easier to get out than it is to get in. Really only crossing once.
As soon as you cross, though, mate, you're tagged. Same as him, same as her.
True.
Everyone will know. Everyone who wants to know will know. Probably means mum and pop.
Yeah, I plan on making that call shortly.
Well, you know, if they find out, that's it.
We'll see.
Mate, I don't think they're going to let you out of their sight again. And I don't think you got much way of stopping them.
That's fair.
Is there anything we can do to help? Can we encrypt his location or a disguise?
For the city? Well, if that's a path you want to take, let me know. We'll plan for that. I've started working on the crossing, but...
I actually meant for the call.
Oh, that ain't my territory, love. That's more like prose. Now, I did notice something when we started talking Brunswick and your little surgeon friend. Something odd. And he walks over to the thing, holding a blueberry pancake in his hand like a fucking animal, dripping with maple syrup, but he's just eating it with his bare hand, sticky syrup dripping down his wrist. He walks up to the chipboard and just, like, licks his finger and then taps on a printout on the wall. And it's a newspaper. Not a newspaper, but there's, like, blogs and bulletins that come out of the slums, and it's one from a northern slum area. It says, this strike is kind of strange. And as the two of you lean in and see, obviously Seb can't, you see there is an article written about a woman that was found dead in the northern slums, which wouldn't usually be reported on particularly, except for the fact that she was bloated and swollen and twisted beyond recognition. And there's a photo because the slum blogs don't have, like, oh, protect the victim. It's like, no, just take a photo. And you see this woman who looks sort of middle-aged, and the side of her body is just, like, distended and swollen and lumpy and twisted outwards, but maybe, like, 40 centimeters. It's not, like, just stomach bloat. It's twisted and bizarre. It looks very odd. And you also note in the picture... that there is what looks like surgical scars with burst stitches.
How long ago did this happen, sorry?
This was recent, within a few days.
Okay.
They describe it to Seb.
Well, I suppose you know where he is then.
So maybe it's just a fucking corpse with a bloated tum.
Can I?
If the infection's, if the bloating's that bad, that's a hell of an infection.
It looks unusual, mate. Looks like they've got some kind of disease.
Can I do a medical check on the photo? Is it too?
Yeah, you can make a medicine check. I'll go challenge level 5 diagnostics. This is pretty significant stuff.
Okay. Yeah, nah, 2.
2 successes. No, you don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit grainy.
Yeah.
It's on a printout as well. It almost looks like it's not real. Could be not real.
Mm. Okay.
Anyway, look, could be just a coincidence. The problem is my territory ends here. So if you're going to get shit done in the northern slums, you're going to need someone who knows the place. Can you think of anyone who might be able to get you intel?
Maybe there are a few options, but I think there's a couple other calls that need to be made pretty soon too.
Cool. Out of character, do you know anyone who could be
not really.
Yeah. He's from the northern slums.
Okay, cool.
You conveniently appeared right before you'd need to go to the northern slums.
I don't take hints really well.
That's all right. That's why I just decided to out of character. I just thought moment. Just to let you know. Because you know what?
I'm like,
Pro would know.
Thank you.
You're not expected to be pro.
All right.
You know, like, that's fine. Your character has skills.
Until you have to answer a question about potions class.
Rob, that was specifically to reflect my critique of the nature of pop quizzes, all right? And how stupid they are.
They're like, it was a year ago, Rob. Get over it.
Hey, I'm still thinking about Gabe, so we never get over these roleplay things.
It's true.
As it happens, I look at Ugly. There was someone who offered their help yesterday. Didn't know if I could trust him, but he seems right down from where we need to get information from.
All right. Well, sounds like you've got a lead there. About those calls, though.
I look at Seb and say, might be time.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Who are we calling?
I think the parents first. Probably wouldn't be too happy if I called anyone else first. I feel like I'm going to need them to be on my side a little bit moving forward.
I suggest an audio-only call.
Yeah, there's not really a point of having it on video.
While you're in this conversation, Zhang rocks up, grabs pancakes, walks over to the counter, puts a scoop of ice cream in a Nutribullet, throws in two pancakes, puts the lid on, blends the pancakes and ice cream, takes the Nutribullet off the thing, doesn't get a cup, puts a straw in it, walks out of the room, waves at you all.
Aww.
Over the course of 10 minutes, Songbird comes in from downstairs. She has a loose backpack on her back that you're pretty sure is used for carrying fusion. She walks in, grabs a pancake, paper plate, waves at everyone, walks out.
I would have fed you pancakes, so don't worry.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I thought the 3D was going to be for you. I was like, oh, that's really clever.
I tell Seb, everyone who's in the room, and then ask it. You know, it's your call. This is a big deal. So do you want privacy? Do you want me to take you out? Do you want anyone particular to stay in?
I think I'll take the first one myself.
All right. I'll set you up. And I scooch him out the room. I find a, large closet, get a call set up, block the camera, all that stuff, and line up the call.
Who are you calling?
I was just going to say so really quickly.
Parents, but Nyla or Oscar?
Nyla.
Oh.
Whew, someone likes to jump at the deep end.
Eve's going to go to Zhang's room.
Cool. So it's just going to be Sebastian alone.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's all set up. Sebastian alone.
Bring, bring.
The phone rings. Are you pressing the N button?
Yep. She pick up?
Yeah, it answers. It's from your number or from Seb, from his glasses?
It'll be probably Seb's glasses, yeah.
Yes, Peter. What do you want?
Hello, Mother.
Sebastian.
Hey, Mum.
Hey. You're back.
Yeah.
Did you find what you wanted to find?
I found many things.
Maya.
Not yet. Not yet.
Are you well?
I'm all right.
Make a deception check, by the way.
That's tone of deception check.
Oh, boy. As good as I can be.
You're looking for 4.
One.
Aww.
You can't lie to your mother, Sebastian.
Was that extra or was that free?
You know, I don't want to get into this with you right now. We created you normal. You're no different from an IVF child. You're our son.
I'm sorry. Look, I don't want to fight.
Come home.
I can't. Not yet.
You can.
I can't.
Why?
There's still things I need to do.
And we can do them together.
I don't know if that's true.
Try me. You can always talk to me, Seb.
I'm not coming home yet. This is something that I want to do.
You disappear for 6 months. You put the company in jeopardy. With not a thought, not a second thought for your father and I. Not one call, no one comment, just your secretary boy.
He did the best he could.
And you still won't come home.
It's something that I want to do for myself.
And I'm not going to stop you. So why don't you just come home?
I'm not ready to just yet.
Sebastian, what have they done to you?
They've taught me a lesson that, you know, I don't think it's one that any teacher could have ever taught me.
Tell me, have your studies out there shown them what you wanted to find?
You know, some of the actions I've taken were bearing fruit.
Is your father right about them, or am I?
I mean, there's truth in everyone's theories.
Were good at avoiding a straight answer.
I learned from the best.
Well, I'll take this straight. There's no time left.
For what?
Everything. Our plans. Everything that Amben has tried to build.
What's happened?
You know that deal you were supposed to make was what was going to keep us in the loop with a reboot.
Yeah, that's the next call.
Good. Because they've changed you, Seb.
They've opened my eyes a little bit.
I'm putting my plan into action.
Pray tell.
What you know plan? My plan, Sebastian. We've talked about it.
Ah.
A solution.
That's one solution.
Well, unless you're going to come home and convince me otherwise, I'd say it's the right one.
I don't think I've ever convinced you of anything.
Oh. No, you have. You've taught me more than anyone else in the world. Please, call me. Call your father. And come home. Bring your experiments and your science projects.
People.
Sure.
Oh, they are. They grew up differently in a different place and have experienced things differently, but if I've learnt one thing, it's everyone, and I mean everyone, has the same flaws. Good, bad. It just varies on what they get. I've met people down here that are wonderful, kind, not what you'd expect growing up here. And, well, you know the people we know back home.
And how do you pick them, son? What separates them?
Action and choices.
Help me choose, Sep. You know it's within my power.
I know.
Think on it. It will take time to put together. And hopefully you can keep your father sane by fixing his deal with Isaac.
I'll do my best.
Good. There's a good lad. And you hear the sound of some clicking in the background, and then her tone definitely changes. She says, kudos.
On?
Your security team. I can't locate you. You were on the line for long enough, but they've done a good job of keeping you hidden.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one looking for me.
Well, I do expect to see you soon, Seb.
I'll do my best.
Good. Because, well, I have plans, and I might need to recall some of my property soon.
Okay. Well, as I said, I got another phone call to make, so I'll be seeing you.
Good luck, son.
Thanks, Mum.
And she hangs up.
Heavy sigh.
You gonna make another call?
Yep.
Just realised we don't have an Isaac button.
No.
We need an Isaac button.
Yeah.
Is that Isaac? He was on there.
Isaac? No,
that's your dad.
That's Oscar.
Oh, Oscar, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay. Yeah, I'll make the call.
Bring, bring. It doesn't answer. About 10 minutes later, a secretary calls you back.
Yeah.
Hey! Hi, is that, sorry, who was this?
This is Sebastian Allen.
Oh, you're on priority. I'll patch you through.
And then you get patched through. Sebastian Allen, as I live and breathe. Nice to talk to you again, mate.
You too.
It's been a long time. I've been very busy. Oh, my God, beautiful trip to the USA. This time of year, it is spec-fucking-tacular. What can I do for you, my son?
Just calling to patch up on our deal. It's been a while, it's been put on hold, and I do apologise for that.
Don't know what you mean. We've had some internal logistics issues, and as far as I was concerned, we simply couldn't pencil it in.
Yeah, as I said, I've been busy. It's hard to nail things down, as you know.
And you get the impression suddenly that he's like, no, you haven't been the problem. He's been the problem.
Hmm.
Oh.
So he's like, sure.
You know, conflicting schedules. It is what it is.
Well, so are you ready? I'm so ready. This nonsense in the slums is completely bloody. It's, it's ridiculous, really. That politician has got them all stirred up. I've got half a mind to... Well, no, I won't.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the point where it'll probably be a good time to do something. I can see it
pacifying the slums a little bit, hopefully offsetting some of the damage Rags is doing.
Well, tell you what, we've got a few options. I can tee you up an appointment in a week.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good. You can come into the headquarters. Or, look, you're the son, you're a family friend. Of course, mate, I can, I'm going to Stockholm tomorrow night. You want to come?
I wish I could, but it was hard enough to get this call together. I don't think I can take a trip away when I've got so much work to do. I do really appreciate the offer, though.
You are missing out, my friend. I've got the entire fucking calendar year coming to stay at my chateau.
Sorry I have to miss it.
Well, there's always a next time.
All right.
So, next week then.
Next week.
And you got that person that I'm supposed to be new-ewing? Very excited.
Well, yeah, got a few options that we've been mulling over, but we think we got the one.
Oh, come on, give me some goss. What are you thinking?
Ah, no, I'll leave it for the big reveal, mate. Come on.
All right. You,
the best part.
You, Allens, are always about the theatrical reveals. I tell you, I was talking to your dad the other day, and he's got something close to his chest, I can tell. Can't wait to hear more about it from you when we're working closer together.
I look forward to it.
Remember, this is the glue that binds Reboot and Amben, my friend. So let's make sure it's a good one.
Will do. Enjoy good. Stockholm.
Oh, I will. Yeah. All right. Catch you, mate. Just hangs up.
See ya. Fuck. Then I realise I have no way of contacting anybody outside of this room, and I will sit here indefinitely.
You can hello? Message. Oh, no, you can't.
I send a message to Jane. Dead.
How?
Siri, surely.
I mean, I've got some type of telephone.
Is I was wondering how you made a second call.
Yeah, voice activated. Yeah, okay. The door opens. Someone comes in that you recognise as Zhang. And a cup, a straw is put up to your mouth.
I take a sip.
And you taste blueberry pancake liquefied into a smoothie. It's delicious.
The taste is good. The texture is a bit terrifying. Mm. And the fact that I can't see it, I'm pretty sure this is blueberry. Oh, thank you.
It's a more confident audible sound than you've heard from Zhang. And then she takes you out of the room. Do you two need to talk about that, or we'll save that for next week?
We'll save it for next week.
All right.
I think there's too much to think about.
Okay, well, you have.
Oh, my God.
A clear plan. You've got to chase this doctor. You know where he is, roughly. You're going to have to do some digging and make some contacts, but you have an objective. Get to the northern slums. Deal with that.
Within the next week. Is that the idea?
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Or you can have your meeting first. Up to you. Do you want Seb to be? I'm going to give you this. Before the week is out, your eyes will be working.
Okay.
So that can be either like 2 days before you decide to go to the northern slums. That's fine.
Yep.
I'll give you your eyeballs back.
Yep.
Because I think without them, you'll be completely useless. So, yeah, I guess it's up to you. Are we going to do the Northern Slums first or do the meeting with Oscar?
Northern Slums.
You reckon we're going to be brutalized whatever we go through if we come back alive?
You're going to be brutalized.
Well, you already are.
I'm a nugget.
I'm the man in the van.
You're so wearing a baby
you're
beyond.
Still
did you say you're the man in the van?
You're the most brutalized of any of us. So all we're doing is catching up to you in terms of how unpresentable we are. So yeah. I think it's kind of, if we do that first, we're actually losing any possibility of doing the... You read a Twitch comment, didn't you?
No, I just pictured Sebastian. This is my brain. I just visually pictured Sebastian with mannequin arms and legs, like, strapped to him in a suit, being discreetly wheeled on a little trolley around, like, I am president businessman.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's, but he's still alive.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Or you could be like,
just got wheelies on, and they lean you back and just wheel you in your shoes.
You could find some sort of drone that acts as like a, you know, people would have remote meeting things where they, like, people have, you know, the, there's like the iPads that wheel around, you know, so it's like
you could literally have robotic arms that someone else is controlling.
Yeah.
If you got access to, if you knew a really good cybernetic roboticist with extra parts,
we actually could fake it.
Could you put Eve in the wheelchair and it's like Seb's sitting in it and it's like, you know, do that thing where you put your arms through?
Yes.
That would be great.
Or you could just give him robot arms.
No,
or,
like my idea's cooler.
Or you could just wheel me in a wheelchair.
There are so many possibilities, but I can't wait to explore them with you all.
Bad business deal with the Yakuza.
Yeah, bad business with the Yakuza.
God, this is getting tricky.
He comes back with one arm less, and he's like, well, fucking BDSM club in Prague, mate. Way went hard.
Do you know what's not tricky? Do you know what's really bloody simple and straightforward?
Is it the speed at which the patrons sleekly slide across the screen?
It's my passion and love.
They come across
deeply
like
for Yelhair Triss.
Ellipses.
AJ Macy.
Professor X.
Lillian Korn.
Tickle Duck.
Theseby Willis.
Nick's Nightshade.
And Erasable. Yeah, they come across like a greased tum-tum sliding across the ground.
We've had like 24 episodes where at the end of each episode we're like, we really need to contact Lockett. Just like that now.
I sent him a message about it. He did tell me that there is a link that he gave you that will refresh the patrons so that it doesn't take 15 seconds to show up. So you do it before the stream and then you change the link to the non-refresh link and it will just stream with whatever's already in the server, which would be whatever you did at the start of the stream.
Okay.
It will still go really fucking quickly unless you fix that as well.
We'll look into it. Anyway, thank you, patrons. We look forward to chatting to you at our after party that we have every week.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.